Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
We all love strategy games, and especially strategy games that have to do with the game of football, because that's our passion. We're here listening to a football podcast because we love football. Well, we have somebody on the other end that's going to loves football too, and has a great game that he's going to share with us from his childhood, and is coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen. We have another great show today. It is Saturday, and we are in games and hobbies mode associated with the game of football. These are games, hobbies, collections that are centered around something to do with American football, and we are proud today to talk about a game that was played and started in the 1980s and early 90s, and that is Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl. Now, you know, we remember when we were kids in the 80s, and those that you weren't alive then or don't appreciate it then, video games were a big part. They were really coming onto the scene. Atari, the Odyssey, some of those, ColecoVision, these were really popular, and they sped way into games, you know, like the Nintendo Entertainment System, and Sony coming out with some things, and, just some great games. Sega was another one that came out. Well, one of the first games that came out of this came as a coin-op game, and it was a game of football. Everybody, you know, remembers Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, and Asteroids and things like that. Well, for the sports-minded person, you had a couple games. You had Punch-Out, you know, a boxing game, and you had the game of Tecmo Bowl. And we have an expert on Tecmo Bowl right here on staff at the Sports History Network, and that is Jeremy McFarland of the Football is Family podcast. And Jeremy is a big fan of Tecmo Bowl, and he played it, and it's got a special place in his heart. And we'll bring Jeremy in right now. Jeremy McFarland, welcome to the Pigpen.
Hey, Darren, thanks for having me back on. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I am really stoked because the game of Tecmo Bowl, I remembered a little bit when I was a youngster. I think I was in my late teens when this game came out, and you'll probably fill us in on the history. But I can remember it was pretty exciting, and this is sort of the very first video game for the game of football, wasn't it?
Well, technically what you have with Tecmo Bowl is you have football fans saying that the football games that they had were not any good. There was a game in 1983 called 10-Yard Fight, and it's a football game that has basically, it looks like little people that you find on the game of life, and they're running in formation, and you're hoping that you have enough blockers to get past the defense. It was absolutely terrible. It was absolutely terrible. So the people started saying that we have to get a better game. And Tecmo Bowl, you know, you've heard about the spiritual descendants or the spiritual ancestors of a something or another. Tecmo Bowl is the spiritual ancestor of Madden today. So in 1989 and 90 is when this started to take place. This is when it started to pick up.
Okay. Now who's the manufacturer of Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo was manufactured and developed by Tecmo Sculptured Software, And it was actually released first on the arcade. I don't remember the arcade, but if anybody's ever seen NFL Blitz, that game was great. It's very similar to that, where you would have two players on each team and you'd have four players playing at the same time. Most games that you'll find during this time started on the coin-op systems because they didn't have Nintendo yet. When Nintendo came around, they took this game and made it into a cartridge, which is what we're talking about right now.
Okay, now, was Tecmo Bowl, was that the coin-op game, you know, that you'd find at the arcades and, you know, stores and everything that had sort of, that had a couple buttons and it had like a ball where you would roll to make your players go one way or another?
Now, again, I don't remember the game itself on that. They did have one like that, and it could be that, but I don't remember exactly what it is. So,
okay.
So I'm not...
My memory of my teenage years is it's been a ship that sailed a long, far off the shore here. So my memories are not real vivid, but I do remember a game like that. So maybe that was Tecmo Bowl. Maybe some of our listeners can help us out on that.
Let's see what we got here, Darren. I am looking. Actually, somebody has a picture on the internet. No, Darren, it has two buttons, a red and a white one, and a stick.
Okay. So it's a different game that I was thinking about that had the trackball thing on it.
I have never seen this. This is actually an eyesore that I would love to have at my house. It is ugly as sin, but I tell you what, I would find a spot for it.
Boy, your nerddom is gushing out here on this.
Oh no, I can't hide it. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Well, hey, we're talking about you know, old football games and football history and everything. We all got to have a little bit of nerd in us, you know. So,
absolutely,
this is a good thing. This is a good thing. So, tell us a little bit about what Tecmo Bowl was. You told us a little bit about the history, but what was exciting about the game? What made it different from the predecessors?
Well, here's the thing. I played John Elway football. It was awful. There were some other football games out there that were just awful. What Tecmo Bowl did was they tried to make it realistic, and they did it by making it as close to reality as they possibly can get it for an 8-bit video game, what they would consider late first or early second generation video games, where you have, you know, you started with the Atari, and then actually went way before that, but you started with the Atari, then we went Super Nintendo, then went Super Nintendo. You kind of go on from there. Tecmo Bowl allowed you to play as 12 teams. They didn't. This is the funny part about it. Tecmo Bowl used the likeness of the players. They didn't use the names. They used the likeness of the players because they had the rights to the NFL Players Association, but they didn't have the rights to the name of the team. So when you're playing a game, you're playing as the Denver football team. You're playing as the Los Angeles Raiders or Los Angeles football team.
So they would have had the rights to the NFLPA, but not to the NFL itself and the franchise.
Right. Okay. So what you're looking at is Tecmo used what EA got in trouble for later on by using the likeness of college players. But for the Tecmo, they actually paid the NFL PA. So you have John Elway, you have Bo Jackson, you have Willie Gault, Richard Dent, Mike Singletary. In fact, today, Darren, I hooked up, my mother helped my nerddom a few Christmases ago and bought me one of those little Nintendos they came out with. and it has like several games on it. I actually beat Mario 3 for the first time on this thing. I feel proud. But I played the Nintendo, I played the Tecmo Bowl game, and the first kickoff, I thought, I'm not going to run this back. I ran it back for a touchdown. I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. But then I played as Bo Jackson. We'll get to him in a minute. But they had those 12 teams. Now, let me run down the teams if I could.
Sure. Yeah, please.
In the AFC, they had the Los Angeles Raiders. Of course, they don't have the names, but they had the city names. Indianapolis Colts, the Miami Dolphins, the Denver Broncos. Now, keep in mind, in 1990, when this is released, 89-90, the Seattle Seahawks were part of the AFC West.
Right.
Now, they're not anymore, but at that time they were. And the Cleveland Browns. Now, I was wondering why they picked these teams. Well, apparently these are the most popular teams to the people who made this game. Go figure. The NFC, they had the Washington team, San Francisco, Dallas, the Giants, Chicago, and Minnesota. Now, you would pick what you would do. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they're missing probably the most important team in the NFL. Is they just lost all the
credibility. Well, I know the Tennessee Titans are not there yet.
Yeah,
Darren,
yeah that's who I was thinking.
Yet. That's exactly who you were thinking. They came around 9 years later. No, all seriousness, when I looked at this and I said, I never noticed that Pittsburgh was not one of those teams. And
did you say, was San Francisco one of the teams? Is that when the NFC team
said? Well, keep in mind, yes, keep in mind that this is late 80s, early 90s. Washington has won Super Bowls. San Francisco's, Dallas, the Giants, and Chicago are still popular. I don't know why Minnesota's on this team game, and I don't know, and I know why the Colts are on this game, and I'll tell you why in a second. But Minnesota, although are the really good team, they weren't one of the teams of the late 80s, early 90s. They weren't. You could probably find another team that would fit that bill, but what you would do is that you would pick a team. I typically play with the Broncos. And you go to the loading screen and you press A on it. Keep in mind that the Nintendo controller only had the A and B button. And then you'll have the computer randomly pick a team, they go, and then you go and play the game. Well, once you beat that game, you don't have a season per se. They'll give you a code. That code goes for your team beating that team. They don't have any save states. You just have a code. Then they would randomly pick another team until you beat every team and then you won the championship. It wasn't the Super Bowl. You won the championship.
Okay. Again, another trademark barrier they didn't want to cross, I assume.
Well, they will in the next game, but in this game, they're really kind of seeing, because keep in mind, baseball games, you had bases loaded, you had RBI baseball, you had several other baseball games, and basketball games, a double dribble, double dribble. One of my favorite all-time games, it just completely, I played that for hours. Those games were popular. Football games were not good. Tecmo Bowl and then Tecmo Super Bowl really made Madden possible because they said that people will pay for this and they will play this game.
Now Jeremy, let me rewind just a second. I know you probably said this already, but this was only on the Nintendo Entertainment System for the home use in the
right.
Cleanup? Okay.
Right. This was only on the Nintendo.
Okay. That's because back in that era, if I'm trying to think right, you would have had Atari, you would have had Nintendo, and it was like ColecoVision. Is that one of the games going, or is that before that?
ColecoVision. Oh my goodness, that brought some memories back.
But each one of them, there wasn't crossover games between the different platforms. They each had their own standalone games you could only play on their platform. Correct.
Typically, they would do that back because they only had. When Sega came out, you started to have a little crossover because Sega really caused Nintendo to have to up their game. And that's when the Super Nintendo came out. And you had the Sega Genesis, and eventually you would go, Microsoft got involved with the Xbox, and you had some amazing games come out that were able to cross-platform. But at this time, you really had a very limited amount of games to play, which Tecmo really kind of fit the need for many of us who love playing football, couldn't get enough of it, who would play it, watch it on Sunday, and then go play that game. You know?
Okay.
So you didn't have it crossover. Now, later on in 2005, it was released, and I don't have this one, and I don't even know where to find it. But on the Xbox, it was released called Tecmo Classic Arcade. And then the Wii came out with it in 2007. I bought it on the Wii, and then I got it on the small Nintendo. The funny thing is, Darren, I still have in my shed out there, I still have the codes from when I was growing up. And I actually said, there's no way this works. I plugged in the code and went directly to the game that I was playing back in 90.
Now, when you're saying you have the code, it's like a digital code. You have to enter it in like alphanumerical into a keypad?
Yes,
or
yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of a long string of codes. It's like B2 something or other. If I can ever find it, I will post it on the Pigskin Dispatch and let people try it, because it's pretty neat to realize, you know, when I was 11 years old, 42-year-old me could still play what 11-year-old me was playing.
Oh, boy. That is something. Then the codes still work even on the newer game systems like Wii and some of the others, like you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. And the best part about it is it's like you never missed a beat. You never did. But the thing about this is, this is the fun part. Obviously, with the 8-bit, you don't have a lot of leeway on what the game can do. Okay, so each team had 4 offensive plays and 4 defensive plays.
Okay.
Actually, they pretty much had 4 offensive plays, and you as a defense had to pick what offense that they're playing. And if you pick the same play that they – what it is up A, right A, down A, left A. And if you just so happen to pick that play, you blitz. And the offensive line cannot do anything to block you.
So it's kind of like an all out. You picked the perfect defense against that offense, is in essence what
it's hilarious to watch it, because they're basically like they go beast mode on the offensive line. And my dad, when we would play, he absolutely hated that. He said, "How are you doing that?" So we just pick the play that I picked. There's only 2 teams that have 3 passing plays, San Francisco and Miami. Keep in mind, this is Dan Marino's heyday. They're not going to run the ball.
Right.
But the biggest weapon on this game and on Tecmo Super Bowl is Bo Jackson. Many of you might have seen that there's something on YouTube that basically the guy takes the kickoff, runs it back to the 1-yard line. His own 1-yard line, hands the ball off to Bo Jackson. He runs down the field, runs all the way back to the 1-yard line, and then runs back and scores a touchdown, and no one touches him.
Okay, now they had a commercial on that a couple years ago, didn't they? I forget who was advertising, but I think there was something with Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl. I'm not mistaken.
That was it. There was actually a kind of a funny video on the Family Guy, too, about this. I showed my son this. I said, "Connor, you need to see Bo Jackson doing what Bo Jackson did." Bo Jackson is Madden's version, or Tecmo's version, of Michael Vick, I believe, in 2004. Just insanely, there's nobody that can stop him. But what is funny about this game is their tackling is awful. You have to, when you have a running back, if you want to go up and tackle him, you have to have somebody tackle him head on and then somebody come up behind him and get him from the ankles. You can't tackle him like a body tackle, because they will bust, especially Bo Jackson will just say, "Get off me, son," and then run on. And after, if they're kicking a field goal, the groups come together, the offensive and defensive line come together, and then when the ball is kicked, people fly up in the air and land on the ground, shaking their head like they have a concussion. Good, Darren. I'm telling you what. But the part of the reason why I like this game so much, and, you know, has it held the test of time? No, they only had 10 players on it, no names. When I was 11 years old, my parents and my sister and I were going to move to another house, and we were staying in my grandmother's house. I just so happened at that point to come down with mono and chronic fatigue. I couldn't stay awake more than 30 minutes at a time. It was awful. But there was a video game store or a movie store down the road that every Friday I would go up there and for $3.25 rent Tecmo for the weekend. And it was kind of like, if I could just get my work done and do these things I need to do, that's my reward. So this game kind of has a very, very, you know, sentimental part of my life.
So that was your place of solace during your illness as a kid, and your reward at the end of the week. So that's why it's got that special place for you. Wow, that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
And in fact, I think I got it for Christmas that year, and it's out in my shed. I hadn't gotten rid of it.
Now, I noticed that you posted on Twitter before coming on the interview tonight, you had a picture of, it looked like a monitor with the Tecmo Bowl logo coming up on it. Is that one of your game systems that you're talking about?
Yeah, that is the Mini Nintendo. The thing about that game is when you start it up, it starts up with some cheesy 8-bit music. When they made it in the Tecmo Bowl Super Bowl or Tecmo Super Bowl, they actually will have music, and then they will run the teams and their players on it. They'll show you the roster. But on that one, they don't do that. Because again, it's very low tech, and it's basically high tech at the 90s. But at that later on, you look at it and said, man, this is kind of bad. But yeah, that is the load screen to Tecmo Bowl.
Okay, and just for the listeners, what I'm going to do is on the blog post on Pigskin Dispatch for this Tecmo Bowl, where the podcast is on Pigskin Dispatch for Tecmo Bowl, you can do a search in Tecmo Bowl on Pigskin Dispatch. I'm going to post the video that Jeremy talked about just a little bit ago about the Bo Jackson, and I'll post that YouTube video embedded on there, and I'll also embed some gameplay from the Tecmo Bowl. So you can see what Jeremy's talking about here, so we can all learn about it a little bit here. So I'm sorry. Please continue,
yeah.
Jeremy.
No. Please do that, because it's people who didn't grow up with Tecmo Bowl will not understand how dominant. And, you know, the funny thing is, I always thought that there were no differences in the teams. There were. The Giants defense with Lawrence Taylor was great. The Bears defense was just amazing. John Elway, the guy that I used a lot, had a great arm, but he wasn't very accurate. It was, in fact, they gave him a 57.1% completion percentage. And I thought, whoa, that's pretty low. Well, that was what he did at that time. So they tried to make it as realistic as possible, considering it is a Nintendo game.
Okay, now you've got some questions running through my mind here. Now you said that. Okay, so you had LT, you know, probably one of the greatest defensive players of all time in Tecmo Bowl.
Right.
And you said
right.
that Bo Jackson was the stud running back of Tecmo Bowl of that era. Now, what happens if you have the Giants playing the Raiders, I'm assuming, or the Oakland team, and Bo Jackson's
At this time, it was the Los Angeles Raiders.
The Los Angeles, okay. They're playing Los Angeles, and LT goes one-on-one. You said before you have to have two players to tackle it, running back, especially
yeah,
Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
What if LT's one-on-one with Bo Jackson?
LT would go flying.
Really?
Bo Jackson, have you ever watched, there was a scene from the old school Incredible Hulk where the Hulk is running down the field, basically running down a football field. That's what would happen.
Or was it like Bo Jackson running into Bosworth on that famous Monday night game when they were both?
Well, running? No. See, Bo Jackson took it easy on Bosworth in the game. In the game, buddy, he LT would go flying. They're basically – the only way you can take somebody down is lunging at their ankles. You would tie them up, and then you have to have somebody to come and lunge at their ankles. And Bo Jackson always hated playing against the Raiders. But I would always pick – they had one running back, and then they had Bo Jackson. I always picked that Bo Jackson play because I was like, you know what, just hope for the best because they're going to run him most of the time anyway.
Now, who would have been the quarterback for Los Angeles at that time?
Oh, good gracious. That would have been
– I'm just trying to think.
Let's see.
I can't even think it would have been. I mean, that's.
I think I know who it is, but it is. Yes, it would have been Jay Schrader or Steve Berline. And I want to say it was Schrader. Schroeder.
Schroeder. This
I want
is
to
after
say that
he
that
was
him.
After he was with the Redskins. Sort of
right. I want to okay. say that okay. was him because if I remember correctly, it was number 13 who was playing at the Raiders. Again, I never really paid any attention to the quarterback because I was looking for number 34 back there. I was just waiting for him to come and just destroy me. And he did several times. Several times.
Now, was so I assume that maybe Bo Jackson, was he a big part of their advertising for this game? Is that why they promoted him so highly? Or he was sort of the face of Tecmo Bowl, maybe?
Well, no. No, not necessarily. What that was from, and I remember that when it was a car commercial, because what was going on is that 80s were coming back and being back because it was a great decade. And they brought in Bo Jackson, and they brought in the Tecmo Bowl thing, which I think was absolutely – when I saw that, I called my family and said, you need to see this. And I played that video again, and no one got it. It hurt me. But Bo Jackson, I don't remember a lot of the advertisements about it. I don't know if it was heavily advertised, but they sure made a good use out of it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, you said, okay, this is the original Tecmo Bowl. Now, you said there was another version of Tecmo Bowl that came out a little bit later that maybe it was a little bit more modern.
2 years later, you had probably, my favorite was Tecmo Bowl, but probably the best of the two, in my opinion, was Tecmo Super Bowl. What they did was, this came out in 1991, December 1991. I remember this because I had to have it, and I got it. What they had was they had 28 teams at this time. They had Houston Oilers. Okay, so you didn't have Jacksonville and Houston Texans. You didn't have Carolina. They had
didn't have the Ravens. And
they didn't have the Ravens. And let's see, who was the last one? I can't remember the other team that they didn't have. But they had you had 28 teams. You had a roster full of people. You also had injuries. They kept up with stats, and you had a save feature in the cartridge that allowed you to play a game, save it, and then pick up on it again. Now this is where, and in fact, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now, right down in the corner, they had number 34, Bo Jackson, running over number 78, Bruce Smith. That tells you how they did that, and that is the quintessential picture that you would find in any of these games. They also had they had him, and then they had Christian Okoye. Now, if no one knows who Christian Okoye is, Google this guy.
Nigerian nightmare. Yeah.
This man, I tell you, I played as the Broncos, so I played against the West, AFC West, a lot. I just hope that they didn't win the game for him. You just can't stop them.
Okay, so what you're saying is this is a much superior version of Tecmo Bowl because they had Pittsburgh as a team. I think that's what you're trying to say.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You read my mind. They had Pittsburgh. Now I remember playing them. I believe at this time, Darren, they would have had the AFC Central. No.
They would have been north, I think, then, because they didn't have the Central, I think, till Jacksonville and Carolina came in, I believe.
Okay, that was a little bit later on. You're right. So it would have been, they would have had more teams in each one of the divisions.
Correct.
Now, what's funny about this is they had four plays for passing, four plays for running, and it's very similar on defense that you had to pick, you try to pick the play, and if you did, you had all-out blitz. And that worked on every team except for the Raiders. And they actually had, at this point, the Raiders and the Bills and all these names. You actually had the names of the teams now because they had not only the rights for the players, but they also had the rights for the NFL.
Now, if they had the word Super Bowl in the name of it, they must have had some agreement with the National Football League and some licensing.
They did. And the best part about the Super Bowl was the Flying Bomber. Let's see if I can remember the exact name. The Flying Bomber Man halftime program. It's kind of like they had their own halftime show. Now, if you don't know what that is, please Google it. It is absolutely as corny as possible. It is just awfully corny, but I loved it, and it made me mad when I pressed A accidentally and skipped it.
So the Flying Bomber Man. So we'll have to look and see if we I'm sure we can find a YouTube video on the Flying Bomber Man. We'll try to get that video embedded also. So we'll do our best on that. I'm not sure if we'll find that, but we'll try to find it.
And I want to make sure that that is the name of it. But they had, you could play all sorts of, you could play any type of the season. You play any team you want to. You can do Pro Bowl. They had the Pro Bowl, which was neat because that was a new thing. And again, they had a way that you can save it. So you can play two games tonight and three games the next week. And there was no drafting on any of these things. So you would play as the team. And probably the worst team on this was the Patriots. This was before Robert Kraft bought this. They were 1-15. They were absolutely awful.
Oh, that sounds like paradise. I'm just kidding, Patriots fans. I'm just kidding. So, okay. That's hard to remember when the Patriots were doormats. They were just so good for so long. It's kind of hard to go back to that. So, all right. So, you like to play as the Broncos back then because the Oilers were still in Houston. They weren't to Tennessee yet, so you hadn't adopted them as your team yet.
Not yet, no.
You were a Denver Broncos fan. So, okay, now which team was stronger in your opinion, the Denver Broncos of Tecmo Bowl or the Denver Broncos of Tecmo Super Bowl?
It would have been the Tecmo Bowl, the first one.
Okay.
I think that defense really had it together. Their defense, I think that the defense, of course, I think that they had Clarence Kay as tight end, which was one of my favorite tight ends of all time. It was pretty much a solid team at that point.
Okay. All right. But were they the four same plays in Tecmo Bowl as Tecmo Super Bowl? Were they the same four?
No.
Okay.
They changed it up a little bit. And I'm trying to look up right now what the halftime show was. I know that there was a super. Yeah. No, it's called the Mighty Bomb Jack. That's the name of it. I knew I was off on it. It's the Mighty Bomb Jacks.
Mighty Bomb Jacks?
Bomb Jacks, like jacks that you play with, and it's one word. And okay. I'm telling you what, Darren, when we're done here, please do yourself a favor. You never lived until you watched that program.
I am going to find that video of that, and I'm going to embed it, like I said. I'm going to do my due diligence and find this. And if not, we might have to have you videotape it.
I'm watching it right now. It is absolutely cringeworthy, but it changes your life. I'll tell you that.
It changes your life.
No, but I think I played against Houston a lot. Warren Moon was a beast. He was a beast.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Tecmo Super Bowl. You'll find in that game in particular, they had Jim Kelly, Randall Cunningham, and Bernie Kosar did not sign their rights over. So they couldn't use their names. So they called them Quarterback Bill, Quarterback Eagles, and Quarterback Browns, QB Brown.
Okay.
Randall Cunningham, you knew who he was. Randall Cunningham was just insanely good. So you knew exactly who they were.
Now, if they had the Warren Moon Houston Oilers, and you said that Dan Marino only had three of the four plays were passing plays. I'm assuming the run and shoot, they probably didn't have any running plays then for Warren Moon and the Oilers.
Well, okay, keep in mind that the three passing plays was Tecmo Bowl. I don't remember how many plays he had in Tecmo Bowl Super Bowl.
The run and shoot,
if I remember correctly, didn't have much running, and which is the problem when they played the Bills in that playoff game.
Yeah, it was more shooting than running, that's for sure.
It was really good, though. I'll tell you what, it was really, really good to watch that game play. You actually had to line up the kicks. You actually could you could figure things out. It was a little bit different than the original.
Okay, now for each of these games, now, could you said, I know Tecmo Bowl, you said you could play a solo version or you could play a two-player game, correct?
Yes. Yes, you could.
And that's the same for the Tecmo Super Bowl game also?
Right. Now, Darren, I want to go back to what I said earlier about Tecmo Bowl. I'm actually watching right now that they had the players, they had their names on a screen. The version that I have did not have this, but I'm watching them rattle off their names of the players that, who have played on their team, so I was wrong on that. Now, one of the things I like about the original one, it has Steve Largent in it, and he was really good.
Oh, yes, he was.
But go ahead and ask that question one more time. I just lost track of what you were saying as I was looking at this.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that, okay, both Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Bowl Super Bowl, or Tecmo Super Bowl, both you could play sort of a solitary game, you know, if you were by yourself, like when you were ill as a kid and, you know, maybe you couldn't be around folks, you could play a solo version of it, or you could play a two-player version of it?
Yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And you could do something called coach, where the computer will play for you. Now, I didn't do that because I thought that's kind of a waste of time. But I remember my dad having to go to work one day, and I said, Daddy, I want to show you something. So I got John Elway, ran him back to the other end, inside the end zone, threw the ball all the way to the other end of the field. I was like, that's like, wow, that just amazed me. Of course, he's like, okay, and then he left. But, you know.
he's probably at that point saying, work doesn't sound so bad anymore.
No, if I can watch this. But, yeah, it's – they have now – if I were to play people today, I might do okay. I have learned that I enjoy playing the game. I don't necessarily have to be the best at something. I want to play it because I enjoy it. It's like I sing songs. I'm not good at singing, but I enjoy singing. And they have people now who will play tournaments and make some money off of it.
So the game's still going strong to this day, then?
It's a very small community, but it's a very, you know, it's a very influential community in the gaming world. And for Tecmo Super Bowl, they update every year the teams and the players in it. So I was looking online, and they actually had a cover of Derrick Henry on it, which I believe, in my personal opinion, which is right, and I don't care what other people say, he should have been the cover athlete of Madden this year. This is my opinion, and I think I'm right. But they actually had him as the cover athlete of this year's Tecmo Bowl or Tecmo Super Bowl, which I thought was pretty cool. Play it online. I don't know how to get it, but you can play it online.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. So you can play an internet version of it, so you can play other players around the globe, then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I've learned quickly, Darren, that when I play people online with Madden, I'm not good. they'll run up the score before I realize we're even playing. So, again, if you're just playing to enjoy it, that's one thing. But if you're playing to be competitive, be careful, because this is what people do.
So the internet version of today, people like that are just starting out like me would just get smoked, because you're a Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl veteran, and you feel you would be, you know,
I would be shamed
by the internet folks.
I would be humiliated, and the thing is, I'm okay with it. It doesn't hurt my feelings. It's not something I have to have, you know, be best at something. It's not that big of a deal. But, you know, if you're just going to play to enjoy it, you know, just find somebody who is patient with you. I played Grand Theft Auto, and I hear a lot of 12 or 13 year old people they're laughing at me because I'm so bad. And I was like, you know, this is awful. And my wife is watching me get destroyed, and she's laughing at me. I'm like, well.
But it's not a horrible thing that if you're bad at stealing cars, that's not a bad thing in life.
No.
Put that in perspective.
Well, okay, I just sent the Mighty Bomb Jack Tecmo Bowl halftime show, and I tagged your Twitter tag to it.
Okay.
No, it's not necessarily – if you're walking around and you get shot, you don't even know where you can't move without getting shot, that kind of gets old after a while. You know, it's just like, all right, you proved how good you are.
All right. Well, you were saying, do you know where folks, if they were interested in playing this Tecmo Super Bowl online, do you know the website that they could go to? Google search on maybe.
I would say that you Google search and be careful, because I have done this before. People who offer you free things, number one, it's not free ever. And number two, it's usually trying to pull you in. So be careful when you say, I want this game in particular. I think it's called emulators or something to that effect. They're out there. They do exist. They will upgrade them. And there are people that do it because they love the game. But you got to be careful where you can find them. I'm not familiar where any of those are, but they are out there.
Folks, make sure if you're looking for that, proceed with caution. Make sure you don't get burned and get taken for your money by some scammer that's out there. So there is some legitimate sites. So that Jeremy has found.
Luckily, I didn't give any money or anything, but I found that. I said, you know what? I don't need to go any further than this. This is about as far as I need to go.
Yeah, that's a safe way to approach it. Yeah.
But this is, if you want to see old school football, if you want to see the old school helmets and the uniforms and the players, Tecmo Super Bowl is the way to go. And if you want to play just a fun game, Tecmo Bowl is the way to go. I think that these games, even though they don't necessarily look anywhere good today, they don't look great because Madden and all that has really spoiled us with how great games are. Just a fun time. Those are the games I would want to play.
Well, you're talking to somebody that grew up in the age where a video game was Pong, which was just some dots, you know, bouncing around on a black and white screen. So it sounds like a high-tech thing to me. So, but Jeremy, we appreciate you coming on again and helping us out and sharing your childhood love of this video game, the Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl, and sharing a little bit about the game and its history and what you really liked about it, and we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we're trying to cover these games each and every week to bring maybe back a fond memory of somebody's childhood, and it sounds like we struck a nerve with you because we'd like to hear the passion and the excitement of the game, and we're appreciative of you sharing that with us.
Like I said, that when you... For what I had to go through when I was that age, this is one of those highlights of my life. And does it mean anything now? Not really. But at the time, I was just happy to have an outlet to actually have something to look forward to. And Tecmo Bowl was one of those games.
Like I said, we appreciate you sharing that with us. And all digs into our hearts a little bit and into our memory banks. I'm sure we all had something like that that still means a lot if we hear the name. And that definitely you can hear in your voice, the Tecmo Bowl was that for you. So we appreciate your time tonight, and we appreciate you sharing your story of Tecmo Bowl with us.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday, and Thursday, and Monday, and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. Every week during the 2021 NFL season, Thrive Fantasy has pool play contests and heads-up matches with prizes of all sizes, and even free play contests for real money. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's THRIVE. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Arnie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.